Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions. With me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. And today, I'm very honored to have in the studio with me, Tyron Lowe and Fern Lewis, the President and Public Relations Officer of the Diabetes and Hypertension Association of Barbados. Welcome to Visions, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Yudeli, and good day, everyone.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. So, Tyron, I will start with you. Can you tell us a bit about the Diabetes and Hypertension Association of Barbados?
I certainly can. We are on the verge of celebrating our 50th anniversary, Yudeli.
Wow.
And this association started in 1975. When a few persons thought it was appropriate for Barbadians to know more about this ailment called diabetes. Of course, the term sugar would have been more popular then as people refer to it.
Uh-huh.
And then over the years, it changed then to the Diabetes Association. In recent times, we have embraced hypertension since there was no particular entity looking after that condition. And today we call ourselves the Diabetes and Hypertension Association of Barbados. We are guided by an executive. We have trustees as part of our management. We are about 900 members, I should say financial members, because usually when we look at the figures, we have much more than that in our membership.
Mm-hmm.
We are across Barbados in 9 different regions. It's across up a network where we want to find ourselves in communities from the south in St. Philip and Christchurch to the north in St. Peter and St. Lucie, across Barbados, because we believe by doing that, we stand a better chance to reach persons far out, instead of being too centralized in one place, maybe in Bridgetown, as people would expect. So we're doing our best to screen persons so that they would know of their condition and their predisposition for any condition. We're doing our best to educate the community on the dangers of diabetes and the need to keep oneself in a healthy condition. We join with others in advocacy as we advocate for better conditions and try to remind corporate Barbados and other persons that they have a responsibility as well to give us good labeling, good food, choices, and help us to make decisions that are good for our well-being and lifestyle. And of course, we do the support. I did mention just now about the regions and supporting persons who have the condition. We bring in lecturers, we bring in doctors, we bring in nutritionists so that small groups can hear about the latest developments, can be supported by their peers, how they're treating their conditions, because the condition is serious. And as much as we may not talk about it enough, or perhaps people don't take it serious enough, we don't want persons to minimize the impact that diabetes and, of course, hypertension can cause. So that's who we are. I hope that's a nutshell, but I try to be as brief as possible as to who we are and what our work entails.
That's quite good. And as you mentioned, you know, I think the point about decentralizing your services is and cannot be underscored enough. It's really important that, you know, we get out into the various communities and help to educate and inform people about the impact, how diabetes can be managed to avoid some of these severe consequences that follow in terms of poor management. And I know that...
Yes, go on.
Sorry. I know that in previous years, you also had a summer camp for children who may be experiencing diabetes as well. Do you still have that?
We haven't had that since COVID. 2019, 2020, we weren't able, even 2021, we weren't able to hold those camps. We are hoping that we can get back there because the numbers were increasing. Persons were attending these camps and benefiting from them. And we are seeing increasing incidence of diabetes in children. We have got, however, a network going. So we are still able to keep in contact and make sure that they are educated and get whatever support we can give them from the office. But we don't ever want to lose that particular care for our children. So that camp will be revived and other activities will be created just to ensure that we've got our children's care at the forefront of what we do.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Fern, as the public relations officer, what do you see when you look at your organization, the Diabetes and Hypertension Association of Barbados, and the work it is doing? Do you think that there's a great enough impact, influence on our citizens who are living with diabetes?
Well, as the president said, our intention really is to ensure that we provide the kind of information and feedback that the general population need in order to make decisions about their health, in order to make positive decisions and choices about their health. And so a large part of what the association has been doing is, you know, ramping up its screening and testing in an effort to help more people get a sense of their health status and put them in a position where they could be better informed to make those decisions. So yes, I think that the general direction in which the association is going in terms of its testing and screening is certainly where we want to be. But because diabetes is a challenge across the world, I mean, we have like 400 million people across the world who may be living with diabetes, because it's such a challenge, it means that we have to always be looking for avenues to extend our reach and to do more. And that's part of the ongoing effort of the association. We need to educate, but we also need to give people the tools, give them the opportunity to make those decisions. And the association has some programs, some tools to do that. We spoke about the testing and screenings in our communities. We also have a self-management program, which gives people the education on how to make choices, food choices, lifestyle choices, how to confront challenges that they may have. So it's a holistic program that we have. I do know that one area which we may want to step a little bit closer to would be the advocacy role that we would play in terms of how do we help move the dial in terms of companies and agencies who can also be champions for fighting and beating back diabetes.
Oh, okay, good, quite good. And you mentioned the screening and testing. How easy is it for people to access, and what can they, how can they approach the association and be screened?
Our offices currently, we are at Barbary's Hill, St. Michael, and just for more specific location, Monteith Gardens. If anybody knows where Characters is in Barbary's Hill, we are opposite there. Just about a year now, where our location is. We're open every day from 8:30 to 4:30. And anyone, really, anyone can walk in and ask to be screened, so that we allow you to know what your numbers are. Apart from that, we are all over in various communities. Sometimes you get the constituency, the independence community groups inviting us. Sometimes you get churches. Companies have been asking us to come to their offices as well. So there's a lot of engagement. There are people who are reaching out. And even if you don't have that formal structure of a company having its own wellness program. When we are in a community at a fair, we've even been at crop over events, usually. We'd be at AgriFest in the park where people can just come in and get tested. And many times we do this to the public at minimal cost because we want people to be bold enough to ask to be tested and see what their condition is. So we entertain that and we encourage it.
Okay. I know earlier, Tyrone, you were talking to me about a new initiative you want to ramp up, and that's the Know Your Numbers. Tell us about it.
Yes, and I know this is something that Fern is passionate about, so I'll let her have a go at it. But what we're trying to look at is when you examine your numbers, what is your blood sugar level? What is your cholesterol level? What is your blood pressure level? Are they high? Are they normal? Because these are the indicators of whether you are living a healthy lifestyle or if you've gone beyond the normalcy and therefore need to take action drastically. We believe that many people walk wrong without knowing what their numbers are. And therefore, we are challenging people to do something, take some action, get a test, be screened, know what your numbers are. I'll allow Fern to say more because I believe I just spoke of the personal numbers. But there are other numbers that we would like to look at from a holistic and a nationalistic macro level. And maybe Fern can say something more on that.
Certainly, I do endorse what Mr. Lowe said. What we do know, usually, is that the numbers, the national numbers, suggest that we are, if we're not there yet, we're very close to a crisis when it comes to NCDs and in particular hypertension and diabetes. The most recent statistics that we have show that 1 in 5 persons are living with diabetes. We have 2 out of 3 adults who are overweight or obese. We have 5 in 10 adults who have low levels of physical activity, and 9 in 10 adults have low fruit and vegetable consumption, which suggests that there needs to be a greater effort to embrace a healthy lifestyle. There are some additional national numbers that are also suggesting that we need to make an effort to address this concern. Like, we have $64 million in annual spend on cardiovascular disease and diabetes, and where you have 65% of the budget that's allocated to the QEH is spent on the care of NCDs. These national statistics suggest that diabetes and hypertension are areas of grave concern for us nationally. And so when we're promoting the Know Your Numbers campaign, we're basically saying to persons, you need to take an active part in your health and managing your health. I would want to say, though, that there's also another part of the campaign. So it's Know Your Numbers, whereas Mr. Lowe said we are encouraging people to know their numbers. But when you do know your numbers, whether they're good or more so if your numbers are not favorable, then you need to change your numbers. And so a big part of the campaign is helping people to know the numbers and then helping people to change those numbers. And a big part of changing the numbers would be in lifestyle changing. And that is behavioral change. And that, as you know, would be a major undertaking for everybody. Why do we need to do it? Because we have a growing number of persons are in the pre-diabetes space. And statistics suggest that 70% of people with pre-diabetes will go on to be diagnosed with diabetes. So we need to be very, very aggressive. We need to be very focused in how we do this double barrels campaign. Help people know the numbers, and then help them to change the numbers.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is an extremely important campaign because, as you're saying, if 70% of those individuals who are diagnosed as pre-diabetic go on to become diabetics, then that is really scary because it's also impacting not only your health, but your ability to be productive in the workspace. It's impacting your level of involvement with your family. And this is extremely scary because many persons who have diabetes and hypertension also are at risk for cardiac arrest. So, we need to seriously look at it.
I just wanted to comment on what Idalee said about
Yes.
how it impacts us in our workplace and some of these statistics that we have been looking at. And I do know that efforts are underway to ensure that we have as current as possible statistics that would give us paint a clearer picture for us. But the most recent ones that we do have suggest like 145 million in annual losses to our economy because of missed work days, poor productivity, and cost of replacing workers. So there's also the human impact in terms of persons who may, if you're living with diabetes and your health is impacted in terms of being sick and not being able to care for yourself or care for your family. But it kind of also has that more national impact in terms of how it affects our economy. And the ability of persons to be able to work and to be able to manage their households and manage their families.
And Tyrone, you were going to say?
Yeah, I was about to echo your sentiments in terms of the personal discomfort that people experience with diabetes. I don't think a lot of these stories of persons who will suffer quietly with an amputation may be known. Think of the fact that they've lost their independence and capacity perhaps to do the normal things. They know how to depend on other people to carry along some of their load. And then what about those who would have perhaps become blind because of diabetic condition? What about those who are on kidney treatment again, and the leading causes we are seeing of that kidney breakdown would be hypertension and diabetes. So it is important that we warn people early in the pre-diabetic stage, careful, take an account of your numbers, change your lifestyle, because the end result of diabetes and hypertension condition, they're not pretty.
No, they're not. And I can also hear some people saying, but our cost of living is making it difficult for us to eat healthy. The cost of vegetables and fruit is more than the cost of maybe some other food that is very damaging to our health.
And you might be right. In fact, you are right. But this way, then we're asking for behavioral change and maybe taking of your responsibility. And there's another statistic that maybe we should have quoted, is that not a lot of people pay attention to fruit. It might very well be because of the raging expense. Not a lot of people do exercises. Again, perhaps a docile community. But at the end of the day, I'm not sure if you will get better by blaming too many people around you. So, in as much as that is a fact, Ulili, I will want to call on persons to exercise some caution and what you eat. Do a little bit of exercise. You tell me you just need 30 minutes a day. You don't have to be as fast a runner as Bolt and the others. You need to drink your water as much as possible. Today, or I should say recently, a friend of mine talked about the sodium. They said we get so much salt in our system, but we perhaps are not able to differentiate between what is salt and sodium because we don't see salt written on the food labels. But many items contain salt, and this too, all part of our diabetes, hypertension, poor lifestyle choices, and then here we are. So there's a lot to consider. Hence, know your numbers and take precaution as to what you eat or how you live.
Well, I quite agree with you, Tyrone, that we need to be very responsible in the food choices we're making. And while some food items may be more expensive than others, then we also still have to make the most responsible choice and choose good health over poor health.
Yes. You also heard Fern made mention about the corporate responsibilities. We wish, and that's where more advocacy would come in, Yulili. We would hope that some of our fast food restaurants will offer some low cost good food. I mean, not knocking them, because you can get some interesting choices. I mean, some salad, some protein, a bit of starch in a decent proportion, and you can have a meal. But how often would they see that as part of their responsibility to have a particular meal for someone who may be in a diabetic disposition? When they're ordering their tin foods and so on, do they pay much attention to the level of sodium and calories that are there, or are they leaving that to us as the consumer? It's your responsibility. So yes, I don't want to sound like I am too mouthed, but the individual has responsibility to check those things. In the same way, I think corporate Barbados manufacturers and distributors need to play their part too, and given access to what is proper and healthy.
Of course, because we all want a healthy nation. We want a nation that will be productive. We want a nation that will be filled with citizens that are sociable and very responsible. So we all have to play our part in maintaining good health through providing good choices of foods for our citizens. Now, Fern, I know also that the Diabetes and Hypertension Association of Barbados will be having some upcoming activities. Do you want to share with us about those activities?
Indeed, Elodie, I would want to suggest that we're suggesting that you need to walk the talk. And so we're not just telling people know your numbers. We're saying here is how you can not only know your numbers, but you can change your numbers. And we are in the height of preparations for our 5K event on November 10th. I should say that we are doing this in collaboration with our corporate sponsor. We have corporate sponsors through the City of Bridgetown Cooperative Credit Union, and they're leading the charge in terms of the 5K event that we will have. It's going to be a walk, a run, or a skate. So if you feel like you want to take on this particular challenge by walking, you can do so. If you want to run, you can do so. If you want to skate, you can do so. And so we have our 5K event, and then we're also partnering with the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and they are also facilitating a 10K ride. So we have activity across the board for anyone who wants to help us push back diabetes. So November 10, it's going to be at the Sky Mall car park. Registration commences at 2:30. We have a hive of activity. We will have aerobics exercises. We will have a cool down exercise at the end of this run and ride. We have healthy food that we will be on sale. There will be testing so you can come and know your numbers. And if your numbers are not great, then you can certainly get into the run and the walk, because we know that exercise is vital. Exercise has a significant impact on helping us manage diabetes. So we want to encourage everybody, because you just said it, this is a collective effort. So whether you know somebody who's living with diabetes, if you may be one of those persons who may be living with diabetes, then you need to join us at the Sky Mall car park on November 10th. As I said, registration begins at 2:30. The race, the 5K event will start at 4. But before we do that, the 10K ride will commence at 3:40. The run will go at 3:50. And then at 4, we will have our 5K walk. So it promises to be an exciting event. We also have a kids zone. There will be a junior circuit for the kids as well. It's packed with activity and excitement. And you cannot miss this opportunity to kind of stand on the line with us and in this collaborative effort to beat back diabetes.
Okay, Florine, I will not miss it. I will be there. I'll take up the challenge and walk with you.
Excellent.
So, Barbados, please come out and give the Diabetes and Hypertension Association of Barbados your support by getting involved in either the 5K or the 10K. And, you know, as Fern and Tyrone have been saying throughout the program, know your numbers and do something about those numbers, okay? Right. So, any other activities, Fern, Tyrone?
Yeah, presently we have the primary school quiz that's going on right now.
Uh-huh.
It's the first time we have had it in Barbados, and it has the blessing of the Ministry of Education, where we're encouraging class 2 and 3 students. These are persons between 8 and perhaps about 10 to go online, enjoy reading as much as you can about diabetes, and then win prizes for receiving it. We've got prizes including certificate of participation, certificate of excellence for those who get involved. Then there's a chance to win a computer, tablets, even the school that gives in the most entrance can get $2,000. And the school with the winning contestant can get $3,000. So is this, there are prizes for the school, there are prizes for the children. It started about 3 weeks ago online, dhabarbados.org, dhabarbados.org. You can still go on it if you as a child are listening to this program. And we may very well be able to still answer a couple of questions on it, Eulalie. From there, we're going to do the semifinals. That should take place, I think, on the 16th. And then we're going to have a grand final. All again in the name of diabetes awareness, but this one is targeting in particular children 8 and 9. And all throughout the month, we're going to be having different things. We're going to have a church service to celebrate World Diabetes Day. That will take place on the 17th of November. We are planning a breakfast discussion where, again, we'll have some very solid information on know your numbers. And we're hoping to have someone speak on nutrition. We're hoping to have someone from the Ministry of Health to speak about the figures that they're grappling with on a daily basis. And we're hoping to have someone who's living with diabetes explain perhaps what happened, how did they get diagnosed, and how are they coping in these. So a busy time for us, exciting, and we invite the public to participate in all our activities.
I must commend you and the association, your team, and the association for the great work you're doing to really bring a new level of awareness to our citizens so that we can turn around the diabetic scourge that is really wreaking havoc in Barbados. It's really a dread situation, and we need to change this around. Fernie, you were about to say?
Yes, I wanted to also, I know that there are many persons out there who would want to be part of the 5K and 10K ride, and I just wanted to let them know that you can have your very own exclusive Know Your Numbers t-shirt from any of the offices of our partners in this effort. We are partnering, as I said, with the Ministry of Health, but we're also partnering with the Barbados Diabetes Foundation and with the Lions Club Zone 3A. So we will be having pop-up clinics over the next week. You can, if you happen to be in that vicinity, you can purchase your shirts. Registration for the 5K is $30 for adults and $20 for children. So please go out, get your exclusive Know Your Numbers t-shirt from the Diabetes and Hypertension Association office in Barbados Hill, the Barbados Diabetes Foundation in Warrens, or any of the pop-up clinics that our Lions partners will be hosting. And we will be looking forward to seeing you at the SkyMalk Park, our park, November 10th.
Nice. Okay, as we get ready to wrap up the program, Tyrone and Fern, I want you to also speak to us in terms of some of the positives that you have seen happening in the lives of some of your members and clients who visit your offices and, you know, get regular checks, get regular information about how they can improve their health and so on. Share at least one or two significant stories that have made it all worthwhile, the work you're doing.
I was going to make a reference to the Stanford Self-Management Program, but I think Fern did that. Fern, how was that to you?
Indeed. Yes.
Go on.
I would say I would commend this program to everyone. You don't actually have to be a person living with diabetes. You just have to have the need or the want to live your best life now. You just want to know where you stand with your health so that you can make informed decisions. And so I volunteered, I did this program, and I found the information that was shared was excellent. Not only are you're told and taught how to make decisions as it relates to your diet and exercise and being able to have a positive mindset, but this program helps you to make decisions, because we know lifestyle changes are very, very difficult. And so this program tackles it by saying, here is what you need to do in order to improve your health. But it also taps into your mindset and encourages you and gives you examples and almost like a mini training boot camp as to how to make hard decisions. When you go into the supermarket and you're looking at food that you know is not good for you, you're looking at the breads and the soda, and you're looking at these things, how do you make a decision that says, I am not going to, compromise my health, but rather I'm going to choose foods. I'm going to choose a lifestyle that is going to help me live my best life now. So I think that program is perfect for you if you want to live a healthy life. And if you want to live a long life, it's up to you. And this program is an excellent way to do that.
How often is this program run?
We try to run it about four times or so annually.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be in person, but as Fern said, it went virtual by virtue of COVID and what's not. But what we try to do, we get about 12 or 13 persons of varying backgrounds. As for instance, not everybody has to be diabetic. For a lot of persons may not be even can have diabetes, but you are aware that you can learn about food choices, about making positive mind adjustments, about how to shop, exercise, how to be disciplined about yourself. So we would normally advertise, get persons online to be part of it. A matter of fact, right now we want other persons to act as leaders in this program so that you go through the program, you learn from it, and then we want to expand it by asking people who have been taught the program, like Tim Fern, to then become moderators and team leaders. So that's been helping.
Excellent.
And there's much more. You made a reference about the school program earlier, the children. Sadly, that came to an abrupt ending. But the amount of repeat people that come into us for treatment to fulfill their obligations, to look out for the things that we offer to help them cope, the smiling faces that they see when they visit a region, and the camaraderie of the peer support that they get when they're at meetings and listening to various lectures and so on. I believe all of this is part of the emotional healing that helps a person to cope with their condition and keep coming back to be a part of the program of the Diabetes and Hypertension Association. So we see value, we see progress, we see smiling faces for those who are part of us.
Well, I must commend the association for 50 years almost of providing excellent service to Barbadians living and managing, as well as their families, those individuals who are living with diabetes. So hats off
Yes.
to the association. And you have the final words that you would want to share, any advice, any encouragement that you would want to provide?
Well, for me, I am so impressed with the outpouring of corporate support to our recent activities. You may run the risk of leaving out some companies, but I am convinced that many of our corporate managers and leaders are interested in controlling the spread of diabetes, and they are extending funds to help us in our programming. So publicly, to the many companies who've helped us with our walk, who are helping us with the school quiz, they are indicating an interest in limiting the impact of diabetes. So I think for me, that's a positive that I want to encourage as this becomes what I hope the norm and with more popularity.
Okay, cool. Fern?
Certainly, I must endorse that as well. We've had very, very warm reception from corporate Barbados. And as we push forward with the Know Your Numbers, Change Your Numbers campaign, I know that they will continue to lend their support. So collectively, what is exciting about this whole effort is that collectively we can change lives. And I think that it's an exciting and rewarding feeling when you can be part of an effort to ensure that somebody is able to live a healthier life. And I just want to just say, just give an example. We had one of our members, a senior member, who came into the office, and we were chatting with, he was chatting with one of our reps in the office, and the conversation turned to testing, and he stretched out his arm, ready to have his blood pressure taken, and he said, "You know what? You must always know your numbers." And so that to me resonated with us because it meant that Barbadians are willing to know their numbers, and I know that when they understand the impact of that they will make an effort to significantly improve their lifestyles.
Great, great. Well, I must say thank you for coming and sharing with us. And I wish you success with every event, and that not only will the events be successful, but that the work you're doing will change the mindsets of many persons so that we can definitely not only know the numbers, but change the numbers. So thanks again for coming and sharing on Visions, and I'll see you on the 10th of November.
Well, thank you very much. You
thank
believe
you.
we are particularly grateful to you for allowing us this forum. See you on the 10th.
See you on the 10th.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Fern. You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham Ashby, and Tyrone Lowe, President, and Fern Lewis, Public Relations Officer of the Diabetes and Hypertension Association of Barbados. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. You can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And you can check this and past episodes by going to the VOB929.com website. So remember, love yourself and love your neighbor just as much as you love yourself. So until next week, ciao.
Visions 9:30 Sunday mornings on Voice of Barbados.